we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Mayday, mayday. This is the Refresh radio broadcast, May the 1st, 2017. I am Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we welcome you to a brand new week, a brand new month, and a brand new opportunity to live your life for the glory of the Lord. I have a couple of games that are on my phone, and they're both free. One of them is called Risk. I played it when I was growing up, and then I discovered they had a free version. So you can have three games a day that you operate. And whenever you play one, it renews it 8 hours later. It's got an eight-hour timer. And then it would send a message to my phone, and it said, "Your tokens have been replenished. Go conquer the world." And I picked up my phone the other morning, and that said, your tokens have been replenished. And that was I hadn't received any text messages or anything like that. That was the only bar that was showing up on my phone, is "your tokens have been replenished." And I felt like God spoke to me, and he said, you've got another opportunity today to go and touch this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I pray today that you will not just realize that this is a Monday, and everybody hates Mondays because they got to go back to work and all that, but instead you'll look and say, "God, your mercies, your tender mercies were brand new this morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God." And that you and I have another opportunity not to impose our vision of the world upon this world, but instead to go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ with those that we come in contact with. Like I said, I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We would love to see you there. We've got a special night of worship that is coming up Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So we want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. It's an absolutely free event. We will be taking up a love offering, but you don't have to put into that if you don't want it. If you'd just like to come and hear a music ministry, we would encourage you to come. This is Greg Wynn is the person who's going to be performing or ministering. And I've known him most of my life. Very, very talented. And God uses him greatly. So we're looking forward to him coming and being with us Wednesday night at 7 p.m., and we got plenty of seats available. Come and join us if you can. Today we want to invite you to contact Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. They are absolutely wonderful at block work and concrete work, and if they can be a blessing to you, I encourage you to give them a call. And they will get you fixed up, and they will make your property look better than it ever has. So you got to get that foundation right if you want what is above the foundation to be right as well. And they know how to do the job the right way. And so I encourage you to give them a call. Besides that, the learning curve for you trying to do it is not going to be worth the cost. Give them a call. 321-536-5804 and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. So, 65th anniversary service is coming up June 10th and 11th. Want to invite you out to that. It'll be a Saturday night, a Sunday morning. That will be our next big event after Mother's Day. Mother's Day, we've got a ladies' banquet that is coming up on Saturday. And then we're going to be having a special Mother's Day service as well. And then we will be on to planning. Our church has been in existence for 65 years. It It used to be the original sanctuary had been a dance hall, and I think someone lived in there. And the pastor was praying over that building one day, and he invited the pastor in. And the next thing you know, it was a church. And then they built another sanctuary where that one had existed. And it used to be a pretty hustling, bustling area. Now it's part of the Merritt Park Place subdivision. But 65 years we have been preaching the Word of God. I have encountered people in this community who got saved as children at a church, at our church. I've got a friend that I know in the ministry who impacts children all over this area, is just one of the premier children's ministers in the United States. And he got saved at Merritt Assembly of God. And so we are really grateful for what all God is doing and has done and will continue to do. So on June 10th and 11th, we're going to celebrate what God has done. And then we're going to say, God, would you equip us to do even more for your glory? Because the task is not smaller. The task is larger than it's ever been. The time is not growing longer before the Lord returns. The time is now. And so we need as much of God as we can possibly get. So if you can come out and join us, we would love to have you come and be a part of that. That'll be June the 10th and 11th. So let's get to the Word, shall we? Isaiah chapter 61, verse number 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So, what are we anointed for? Jesus said that the ultimate fulfillment of this passage was when he came. And I tell you, once something is fulfilled, it never becomes unfulfilled. When God has already brought he already brings it to pass. Jesus said, because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, go ye therefore and teach the good news to the poor, to proclaim the gospel to the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let me read it to you. Out of Matthew chapter 28 here this morning. Just as soon as that page, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So, you and I, we have an anointing, and one of the things that we are anointed to do is to preach good news to the poor. I don't know how you feel about it, but whenever I watch the news, and believe me, I don't watch it as much as I used to, but when I would watch the news, most of the time it was filled with bad news. I preached on Easter Sunday, fake news versus good news. And a lot of times, that which is bad news travels faster than that which is good news. And when I was in Texas, there was a holiday there that was called Juneteenth. And it was a holiday that celebrated when the news of the Emancipation Proclamation reached Texas. It took it a while. It wasn't like now, where something can happen halfway around the world and because of the internet, we can find out about it instantly. That's not what takes place. That's not what took place back then. It's what takes place now. Now, anything that happens happens very quickly. It took so long to for the news to get there. It wasn't even in the teens anymore. It was more like June 20th or 21st or whatever day it was that arrived. And they just said, you know what, we're going to call this day Juneteenth. And it was the day that people who were in captivity found out that their captivity had been broken, that there had been an official decree that they were no longer slaves, but they were free men. And folks, you and I have better news than that. We have the good news that Jesus Christ came and lived a sinless life and died upon the cross and rose again from the dead on the third day and ascended to the right hand of the Father, where he ever lives to make intercession for the saints, and that he is preparing a place for us, that where he is, there we may be also. And he is not a God who fails to keep his promises, because it is impossible for God to lie. That is good news. And so just like people try and twist words and distort words and take good news and make it bad news, I'm here to tell you today that there is no shortage of people in need of hearing the good news. The word gospel means good news. And so I just want to encourage you that when you go out, that you go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, there are people who try and sanitize, if I can use that word, and neutralize some of the realities of the good news. But the good news is so good because the situation was so dire. It was a situation that I had, not because of any other's making, but because of my own, that I was a sinner and I was in need of a savior, and I couldn't find a savior that was qualified except for Jesus. And there are some people that say, don't tell people the bad news that they are sinners. But if you don't know that you're a sinner, literally, when I was a youth pastor, I had a teenager in my youth group, and I was saying, hey, Jesus wants to save us. And he raised his hand and said, save us from what? And the reality is that, and I saw this title on an email, on an article that came in a minister's news or email blast that came to me. And that is, hell is the default position for sinners. It's the baseline. It keeps going back to there unless there's somebody that comes in and sets a new default. Like whenever you log on to the internet, you've got a home page that comes up, and you need somebody who can change that home page if the wrong home page is coming up. I'm not here to beat anybody up because they are a sinner, because I was a sinner. You need to remember from whence you came. You need to remember the grace of God. And you and I, we get to go out not just with a theory. This is good news. News is supposed to be about facts. It's supposed to be about reality. It's supposed to, just, you know, as Joe Friday would say on Dragnet, you know, when I was a kid, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. It's reporting the news. It's reporting the news. And you and I, we have the opportunity to go and share the good news with people who desperately need it. I was reading about how censored information is in one particular country recently. And I saw video that had closed captioning on the bottom because I didn't speak the language. And it talked about how people were executed if they availed themselves of any news that wasn't put out specifically by the government. I want you to know, the devil doesn't want people hearing good news. He wants people hopeless. He wants people discouraged. He wants people thinking that they're never going to find a way out. And we talked about that on Friday's broadcast. But the good news is that when you ask Jesus to come into your life, He's not just coming in as a drip. He's coming in with his entire entourage of wisdom and power and blessings and favor and strength and peace and hope. One of the great lines in the Bible that I like is that as children of God, we are prisoners of hope. We are prisoners of hope. And so today, I want to ask you, will you be a person who goes out and shares the good news of Jesus Christ? The Bible says that beautiful are the feet of them that share good news. And so I encourage you to be a person who is willing to go to where the people are that need to hear the good news. I was sharing with our congregation recently about Charles Wesley, how he would go to the coal mines right before the miners would descend down into the mine. And it was a very hazardous job and very dangerous, so that people, when they went down there, didn't know whether they would be coming up again or not. And so he would be preaching the good news to them. And even though he wasn't allowed to preach in some of the official church structures of the day, he won thousands and thousands of people to Christ because he met them at the point where they were when they needed good news. And he said, "You have a Savior today that is waiting for you to say yes to him. And when you do, he's going to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you are going to have a life that is going to endure past this life." And so today I want you to know that God has strategically placed you in this county. He's strategically placed you at your job and in your neighborhood so that you can share the good news, because there are people that you know, that you come in contact with, they need the good news of the gospel. They need it. Let's move on. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Isaiah chapter 61, verse number 1. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Do you realize that not all wounds are visible? There is a heart condition that is called the widowmaker that doesn't have any signs. I actually know of a man who didn't have any symptoms at all. And then he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him that he should have been dead already, because he was in position for this widowmaker heart attack. And not every pain that people experience has outward signs. There are a lot of brokenhearted people. You know, we just returned a week or so ago from visiting some of our family, and they said, "Well, how are they doing?" And I said, "You know, looking at them from the outside, you wouldn't be able to notice that there was anything seriously going on. But it's when you begin to deal with the lab work and things like that, that you begin to find out what's going on inside that people can't see on the outside. There are a lot of brokenhearted people. Now, I will tell you that we have tried to operate at Merit Assembly of God like a spiritual hospital. And that means that we try and bring healing. And I would tell you this, we're not always successful. We're not always successful. But we try. I try not to exacerbate wounds, but I do try and bring healing. But I'll have you know that one of the problems that men have is that we tend to think that things are just going to get better by themselves. And so a lot of times we won't even address the problem because we don't want to hear the bad news. I want you to know that if I've got a problem, the doctor's saying, hey, we have discovered that you have this issue. The good news is we can deal with the problem. So I'm not afraid for the doctor to tell me something. I just want to know, okay, what's the solution? When my retina detached, okay, that's bad news. What are we going to do? What do you need me to do? And the doctor told me, and quite honestly, when that doctor told me what I needed to do, it was humiliating. I literally preached with my head cocked at an angle, at a certain angle, with a neck brace on, because the doctor told me I had to keep my head at a certain angle. I slept in a position that I didn't want to sleep. When I went to the doctor's office, they found me kneeling on the floor, and the doctor said, Why is he in that position? Said, because you told him that he had to keep his head in that position. And, you know, I knew this, that when I, if that doctor told me to do something and I didn't do it, it wasn't going to affect their vision, it would affect my vision. And so I wanted to be as compliant a patient as I could. And so today I want you to know that he has sent us to heal the brokenhearted. But the question, there are two questions, not whether or not God wants to heal the brokenhearted. That's already a reality. There are two questions are this, is will we go under divine assignment to bring healing to the brokenhearted? And the second question is this, will the brokenhearted allow us to address the issue of their broken heart? I only know one spiritual heart specialist, and his name is Jesus. That's the one. So if I come to someone and I find out that they're dealing with disappointment, if they're dealing with depression and discouragement, I want you to know that Jesus is able to deliver from that. Like we talked about in the anointing series, that Jesus said, or Jesus, David said, when Abner had been assassinated, he said, this day I am weak, though anointed king. It's not whether or not you're going to encounter some challenges. It's, are those challenges going to drive you into your relationship with God, or are they going to drive a wedge between you and Jesus? God wants you to be made whole. I want my problems to propel me into a greater intimacy with Jesus Christ. Today, if you are dealing with a broken heart, I've got good news for you today. Jesus can heal your heart, and he has sent me to these airwaves today to let you know that there is a solution to the broken heart. You know, so many times it is expectations. I keep reading about this, about unrealistic expectations, and there are disappointments that come when I have expectations that another person can't meet. And the only way to address that is to find somebody else who can meet that need. And I want you to know that if men have let you down, if women have let you down, that there is a Savior who will not. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will bind up your broken heart. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Have you ever tried to fix something that is broken? My kids, and to be honest with you, I wouldn't be doing them justice to try and identify which one it was, but I think I remember, but what I remember is that one of the kids broke their toy, and they came and they said, "Mom, I broke my toy," and said, "You broke it." And they said, "Yeah, but that's okay. Daddy fix it. Daddy will fix it." They couldn't say fix at that time, but they knew that I would do the best that I could to make the repairs that are necessary. And I want you to know that whether your heart has been fractured or whether it's been bruised, whether it's been broken, whether it's been devastated, whether it's been crushed, that Jesus can fix it. Jesus can fix it. Jesus wants to fix it. There was a discussion between two men one day. They began to talk to one another, and the customer was a cardiologist, and he was having his car worked on by the mechanic, and the mechanic looked at him and he said, "You know what you and I do is really not all that different. We take things that are broken and we fix it, and yet you make so much more money than I do." He said, "You know, if your engine breaks, I fix it, and you know, I make a little bit of money. If you know, I have a physical problem, you know, if my heart fails, then you go in and you fix it, and you make so much. Don't you think that's a little unfair?" And he said, "I tell you what, you try repairing the engine while the car is running." And I want you to know today that God can heal your heart today, even with everything that you've got going on in your life. You know, here we are on a Monday. It's the beginning of a work week. My wife came back from vacation a week ago, and realized there was a lot of work on her desk. You might have come in today and found that there was a lot of work that has greeted you and a lot of problems. You don't have to not deal with that. Jesus can minister to your broken heart. Even while you're at work right now, he could be ministering to you right now while you are going about your business. Just say, "God, I want to thank you that you can heal my broken heart." He wants you to have a merry heart, which does good like a medicine, not a broken heart that grieves the soul. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would come and that you would make us messengers of the good news of Jesus Christ, that we would be more adept at sharing the good news of Jesus than we've ever been before. And God, I pray for every listener right now who's going through a very trying time and their heart is broken, that you would minister, that you would bind up their heart, and you would make them whole for the glory of God. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new. I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's like a